Many throughout your world are celebrating the beginning of a new year. This happens every year. And it is true that even in my word, there are identifications of the passage of time, the measuring of time relative to the days, the weeks, the months, and the years. But you need to understand that in the kingdom, there is no such measurement. In the kingdom, we do not celebrate a new year. In the kingdom, we do not have parties and gatherings to acknowledge that a new calendar must be used. Too many of my children are focused on what you call a New Year's resolution. So much of these things, these resolutions, are simply efforts of the flesh to bring about change. Why would you wait until the beginning of a new year to implement change in your life? Why is the beginning of a new year that critical for you? As my child, should you not be making life changes throughout the year? If you focus on becoming everything that I want you to become, the passing of one year into the next is something you'll acknowledge, but it will not hold for you a position of identification relative to now is the time that I will change this or I will change that. My spirit is not dependent upon a new calendar year. I am with you constantly to help you make change. Whatever resolutions that you've made for the coming year, were those resolutions of me? Something I instructed you to do? The fact is, if you are truly pressing into me, that will continue regardless of the date. Whether it's January 1st, June 1st, or any other date, it won't matter because your face is set like a flint to press into me. While I admire the efforts of people to bring about change in their life, I say to you, focus more on your walk with me than on the beginning of a new year. Keep pressing into me. And I would also say this, revival is not based on your calendar. It is based on your spiritual condition that results from you pressing into me so that you can receive an outpouring and revival. So go ahead and celebrate the beginning of a new year. That is not wrong. But focus on me. Focus on laying aside those things that have interfered with and hindered your walk with me. Focus on becoming more like your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Focus on becoming the child of mine that I have described in my word. Focus on me. Press in for the change, and the change will come, and you will eventually reach the place of being surprised at how much your life has changed, and how many things from your past that you had held in such high esteem now mean very little to you. I am here to help you. I am here to take you by the hand and lead you deeper into my presence. If you will make the effort, I will do my part, and you will change, says the Lord.